Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
If you are getting inquiries, but patients are still not booking, this episode is for you because in most cases, this is not a marketing problem. It's a system problem. And today I show you exactly where clinics lose patients after the inquiry comes in. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of OMDTV and Podcast Show, the place to grow, scale, and future-proof your medical marketing. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong. And today we dive into something I've been observing over the past 15 years, working with hundreds of medical clinics across Australia, UK, US, European country, and Asia. And today's episode, we break down what's actually stopping medical clinics from growing, and more importantly, how to fix that. We're getting inquiries, but patients are not booking. And here's the important part. This is not usually a marketing problem. And in most cases, patients are raising their hand, showing interest, even filling in the wet forms, but something in the system is causing hesitation, doubt, or delay. Today, I want to walk you through the real reasons patients don't book. And based on what we've seen after working with hundreds of clinics across head and spine, plastic surgery, ophthalmology, and is applicable for other medical and healthcare sectors as well. Let's break it down, okay? So first of all, your homepage and landing pages are not doing the heavy lifting. This is where everything starts. In the video 110 and podcast 158, I talk in details about why your homepage and procedure landing pages are no longer just nice to have. They are your first consultation before the consultation, okay? Here's a stat that should get your attention. According to Google, 53% of users will abandon a website if it takes more than 3 seconds to load. And the research from Stanford, a university, shows that 75% of users judge a business credibility based on website design alone. And let's bring that into medical world. When a patient lands on your homepage or procedure page, they are subconsciously asking these three questions within the first 5 to 10 seconds. Is this clinic relevant to what I'm looking for? Can I trust these people with my body, my health, and my face? What should I do next? And if your page is generic, cutthroat, or unclear, patients don't get angry, they just simply leave or delay. And here's a key mistake I see clinics make all the time. They send paid traffic to a general web page, not a procedure-specific landing page. And a patient searching for facelift surgeon or hair transplant costs does not want to land on a generic homepage, a long list of services page, or a vague about us page. They want clarity, relevance, immediately. And if your landing page doesn't clearly explain the problem you solve, how you solve it, and what outcomes patient can realistically expect, patients will hesitate even if you are clinically excellent. The second thing is trust factors are not strong enough on your website or not visible enough. This is one of the biggest conversion killers. If your website, ads, or consultation flow don't establish trust fast, patients pause instead of booking. And when trust is missing, patients don't say no. They say, well, I think about it. Okay. So here's the most common trust gaps we see. Generic or vague messaging, or no clear who's behind the clinic, limited visibility of the surgeon or medical team, weak, outdated, or insufficient reviews, stock imagery instead of real patients or real team members. Let me give you a real example, okay? We work with ophthalmology clinic, and that was doing very well on paper. They're ranking number one on Google. They're showing up strongly on Google Ads, even appearing in AI-driven top search results on ChatGPT and Google Gemini. They were getting inquiries and bookings, but the conversion rate was lower than it should have been. We then audited the trust layer and we found that the issues immediately, they had only 9 Google reviews for life-changing eye surgery procedure. That's simply not enough. In our experience, clinics offering high-value, high-risk procedures should aim for at least 50 reviews, ideally 100 plus reviews with detailed written feedback. And increasingly, video testimonials for hair transplant clinics and plastic surgery clinics, especially facelift procedures, this matters even more, okay? Patients want to see real people, real outcomes, real timelines, and 1 year results, 2 years results, even several years post-procedure. This is how you differentiate yourself from cheaper overseas options. One more thing clinics often underestimate is reputation is no longer just Google. Platforms like Reddit are becoming increasingly influential. Google now has acquired Reddit data, an AI-driven system that can scan discussion across the internet to understand how patients talk about your clinic. If your clinic is never mentioned or is mentioned negatively, AI system can and will factor that into how they summarize or recommend providers. Silence can be just as damaging as bad reviews.
If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. Is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patient growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%.
Number 3, your speed to lead is too slow. This one is brutal and measurable. According to Harvard Business Review, leads contacted within 5 minutes are up to 21 times more likely to convert. After 30 minutes, conversion rates drop dramatically, yet we still see clinics responding hours later, the next day, or even 1 or 2 days later. By that time, the patient has already spoken to a competitor. And this is why speed to lead is no longer optional. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we build an AI-powered assistant systems that instantly respond via SMS, WhatsApp, and email, acknowledge the inquiry, and provide reassurance and also notify your team to follow up as well. So this doesn't replace your staff, it supports them, ensuring no lead is ignored or delayed. Speed builds confidence, silence builds doubt. You don't have a sales-driven patient coordinator. That's the reason number 4. This is one of the most misunderstood areas in medical practices. Many clinics hire a PA to the surgeon, expecting them to handle inquiries. But here's the truth. Administrative support and sales conversion are completely different skill sets. We see clinics complain about low quality leads when the real issue was slow responses, lack enthusiasm, no education or guidance, no follow-up persistence. One clinic came to us convinced digital marketing wasn't working for them. Okay, we tested their inquiry flow and discovered inquiries were being contacted 1 or 2 days later. The person handling calls sounded disengaged. No effort was made to educate or convert. We advised them to hire a sales-driven patient coordinator. And once they did that, bookings nearly doubled with the same leads. So before you spend more on marketing, or you need to ask yourself, do we actually have a world-class sales process? Now, reason number five, price is introduced before values is established. Patients don't reject price. They reject price without context. If the first thing patients hear is the procedural cost is X pounds, before they understand what's included, why your approach is different, and what risks you mitigate, what long-term care looks like, price feels high and even is reasonable. The price should be the outcome of understanding, not the starting point. And the transaction, which is in this case procedure booking, only happens when value exceeds the price. So don't mention the price first without the context and demonstrating your procedure and care value to patients first. Now, reason number six, follow-up is weak, slow, inconsistent. Most patients do not book on the first contact. They compare clinics, ask family or friends, read reviews, go quiet. Clinics lose booking because follow-up is delayed, messages are generic, no clear next step is given, leads fall through the cracks. Structure, timely follow-up can dramatically increase your bookings without spending more on advertising. Reason number seven here is a consultation feels transactional. Patients don't want to feel rushed, sold to, judged, pressured. If consultations feel like a sales pitch, a pricing discussion, or a technical lecture, patients disengage. High converting consultations focus on listening first, diagnosing properly, educating clearly, reassuring honestly before discussing solution. Number eight reason is that patients are comparing you to cheaper overseas options. This is becoming increasingly common, especially with Turkey and Eastern Europe. Patients hesitate because they are price shopping. They don't understand total cost and risk. Clinics fail to reframe the comparisons. You don't proactively explain the continuity of care, revision risks, local accountability, patients default to price. And here's some final thoughts. If patients are not booking, it's rarely because they don't want treatment. It's because something in your system creates doubt, adds friction, or delays action. Marketing gets attention. Systems convert attention into booking. If you want help identifying what's broken and fixing it properly, reach out to us at Online Marketing for Doctors for a strategy session, or simply just reply to this email, marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the system to get you into that top 1% of clinics out there. Your next stage of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens by fixing what patients are quietly reacting to. And thank you very much for listening, and I see you in the next episode of OMD TV and Podcast Show. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.